Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Hey. Shavuos daf Hey, and we continue in our discussions of Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Again, this Masechta started off talking about Shavuos, but we're not really going to get back to Shavuos until the third parak when we talk about Shavuos Bitui, which was the first type of Shua. Then we discussed the first day, the four types of Shavuos that there are, and the three types of Shavuos that Bezdin can make somebody take. So that we'll get back to that in the third parak, Bezrat Hashem. But meanwhile, we're talking about the other halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So let's start with, we are up to Amar Le Ravina La Amemar. Right, about eight lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. We're coming up in the middle. Let's remember what we're up to. The Gemara has been trying to figure out who was the author of the first Mishnah in Shavuos. Who was Rebbe Sosem it like? Who was the anonymous author? So, we wanted to say Rabbi Shmuel, we wanted to say Rabbi Akiva, and we ended up saying, no, it's Rebbe. Rebbe himself. And Rebbe holds like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, as we said on the bottom of the previous Amud. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel when it comes to Tumah, meaning when it comes to helums, the type of forgetting, right? If you forget your tummy, if you get it's the base of Mikdash, if you forget it's the carbon, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to Shavuos. He holds Shavuos Bitui as both future and past. So it's Rebbe Shita himself. How do you know it's Rebbe Shita himself? So that's what the Gemara got into. Rebbe Shita himself regarding Tumah. So that's Mefurish. That was in the Brice that we quoted on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. But then we said, how do we know that he holds, that Rebbe holds of this Shita when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to Shavuos Bitui? So he said it's based on Ribui Umiyet. Rabbi Akiva darshens it from based on Ribui Umiyet. So Rabbi also holds of that principle of Ribui Umiyet. And once he holds of it by Pidyon HaBen, so too he must hold of it here by Shavuos Bitui. That's what the Gemara said. That's what we got into a little discussion of Pidyon HaBen yesterday. And Mechiras Karka, that was the last point we made. Kasha on the Rambam. All the different answers that might be given. But that was the Gemara's statement. Because Rebbe holds of the concept of Ribu Yumiyet and does not hold of the concept of Klal Uprat Uklal, because we assume they're mutually exclusive at this point. It's two different ways of darshaning psukim. So we say it must be that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Akiva here. So that's what the Gemara is about to take issue with. Amalei Ravina La Meimar. Rebbe Darish Ribuye Yumiyutei. Does Rebbe hold of Ribu Yumiyet? That's how he darshan psukim that have general statements and then specific and then general? Is that what he holds? The Rebbe Klal Uprati Darish. But we have another case, another context where Rebbe darshan's Klal Uprat, not Ribu Yumiyet. Ditanya, the Brisa says, Mar Tseya. Pasuk says, in Dvarim, Gemara could have quoted also the context from Parshas Mishpatim, the concept of an Eved Nirtzav, an Eved who doesn't have enough money, either he stole or he's poor, different shitas. He sold as an Eved Ivri. Remember, an Eved Ivri is a full Jew. An Eved Ivri is chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs. 612, maybe there's one. But generally, it's chayiv. Eved Kanani is Dina Ki'isha. He's pater from mitzvah Zezman Grama. You have to remember, Eved Kanani was a guy who's half Jewish now. He's on his way. He's chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha. And he toveled once when he became an Eved Kanani. And after that period is finished, maybe he'll become a Jew. We'll give him the option, he'll go to the mikvah again. He's somewhere in the middle status. That's an Eved Kanani. But an Eved Ivri is a full Jew. So here, when we have an Eved Ivri who was sold, after 6 years, he says, Ahavti es Adoni. I'm very happy to stay as an Eved, you know, in the state that I am. I'm supported by my master. Everything's good. So, if he wants to do that, so then we pierce his ear, and Va'avado la'olam, as the pasuk says, which means till Yovel. So what do we use to pierce the ear? So the Torah says Marzeya, which is a metal instrument. So the Gemara says, Ein li ela Marzeya. I only know it's a Marzeya specific piercing instrument. Minayin l'rabos, hasol, v'hasira, v'hamachat, v'hamakdeach, v'hamachtev. How do I know to include all these other types of instruments? Needles and drills and other sharp utensils. Tamalomar v'lakachta. Called davar shenil kach biyad. L'kachta, that's a general statement, so that includes anything that you could take with your hand. Anything that you could take with your hand, you could use. Tosas points out, not everything. It has to be an object. You can't use sam. Let's say I could put a type of ointment on the ear that would burn the ear and cause a hole in the ear. So you can't use that. It has to be an instrument. So it doesn't mean kol davar. It means almost everything. That's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Rebbe Omer Marzeya. No, Marzeya. Ma'am Marzeya miyuchad shal mataches. Av kol shal mataches. Rebbe says it's got to be metal. Just like Marzeya is metal, so too any item is metal. V'yamrina b'maika miflagi. So the Gemara explains, and what do we say that Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda are arguing about? Rebbe darish klali uprati. Rebbe Yehuda darish ribuye miyute. Right, Rashi explains what the psukim are, klalo prat, ribu miyet, but what do you see from this context? That Rebbe darshins klalo prat. So how could you say the whole assumption of Daladam Abeis is that Rebbe holds of ribu yumiyet? And because he holds of the principle of ribu yumiyet by Pidyon HaBen, he must hold of it also by Shvuas Bitui. And therefore he's the one that holds, there are four types of Shvuas Bituis. I swear I won't eat, I swear I will eat. I swear I ate, I swear I didn't eat. Right? All four. Two future, two past. So, Rebbe holds it that way? What do you mean? We have another context where Rebbe doesn't actually ribu yumiyet. He holds a klal uprat. So why is it so pasha that he holds a ribu yumiyet? Maybe he wouldn't hold of that.
Does the Gemara assume that you have to be consistent to one or the other?
Right. So it sounds like the Gemara here is saying, is the assumption is that you have to be consistent because the whole raya of the Gemara, right? The problem is the first step of the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, he holds ribu yumiyet here, so he must be the shita. So there, your question is very strong. Like the Meiri says here, sometimes some might dash on ribu yumiyet, some might dash on klal uprat. This Gemara specifically is assuming that all of these contexts, you would have had the same asara. But you're right, it's somewhat unusual. You would have said sometimes you could dash on one, sometimes you could dash on the other. So that's the question. Doesn't Rebbe, so you see from here that he holds a klal uprat? So the Gemara answers, there's something to say on that, but let's just finish this first. In Ba'alma klal uprat darish. Really, Rebbe does hold a klal uprat. In many cases. What about this case? V'hacha hainu taima. But here, this is the reason. So now we're just trying to figure out Rebbe Shita before we get back to what the Shita of the Mishnah is, which is how we got into this whole thing. What's Rebbe Shita? So Rebbe, we say, he usually dashes klal uprat, but here by Pidyon HaBen, there's a special reason why he dashes ribe umiyet. He doesn't darshan klal uprat. V'hacha hainu taima. Kidatana devei Rebbe Yishmael. Again, there are a few things to say here, but we're just going to read the whole sentence first, and then we'll go back. Just like Rabbi Yishmael says in a different context, so too that's the same reason by Pidyon HaBen why Darshan's ribu miyet, rather than klal uprat. Bamayim, shnei pa'amim. It says bamayim twice. What is that talking about? You look at the fourth line in Rashi. It's talking about the kosher fish, the fish that you're allowed to eat. Second, fourth line of Rashi. Es ze tochlu mikol asher bamayim. Klal. Bayamim uvan cholim. Prat. Bamayim. Chazar v'klal. Right? That's the klal of prat of klal we're talking about. The problem is that Rashi didn't tell us here. I mean, he didn't do it. He's not tricking us. If you look in the pasuk, the two bamayims come before the phrase of bayamim uvan cholim. It's as if the Torah says klal, klal, prat. So the issue here is, if you have klal, klal, prat, do you darshan that as klal, prat, or klal? Does it matter where the prat is? Does the prat have to be smack in the middle? Or even the prat afterwards? So that's the issue. Rabbi Yishmael says that if it's klal, klal, prat, you don't darshan klal, prat, or klal. That's ribu umiyet. And that's exactly what happened by Pidyon HaBen. Because if you look by Pidyon HaBen, it's also klal, klal, prat. That's why even though in general Rabbi darshan's klal, prat, or klal, that's only if it's in that order. Klal, uprat, uklal. That's the svar. You have a general rule. The prat says, no, the rule means this, and then the klal generalizes it a little bit more. But when it's klal, klal, prat, then you don't darshan that using klal, uprat, but you darshan using ribu umiyet. So, let's just finish the sentence. Tefar the verb Yishmael, b'mayim, b'mayim, shnei pa'amim. Ein ze klal uprat. When it's two in a row, you don't darshan it as klal uprat, ela riba umiyet. But you darshan it using ribu umiyet, which, as we saw Rashi yesterday, says is a much more inclusive way of darshaning psukim. Much more, because ribu includes everything. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who do darshan it as a klal uprat, amaravina kedami b'marava, they darshan like it says in, they said in Eretz Yisrael, kol makom sha'atamotze shtei klalos asmucha zelazeh, whenever you have two klalos next to each other, hatel prat b'nehem, throw the prat between them. Right, it's as if it says it between v'donam b'klal uprat, and no problem with klal uprat. Good. So now we figured out Rebbe Shita. But now just getting back to our Mishnah. Though we got into Rebbe's whole Shita because we wanted to say Rebbe was the town of our Mishnah. So hashta da'amr Rebbe klal uprati darish balkarcha kasha shvuas. So if you're telling me that Rebbe dashes klal uprat, then the whole basis of the raya yesterday doesn't work. Remember what the Gemara tried to say. That Rebbe himself holds in shvuas like Rebbe Akiva. Not only does he say the Mishnah is Rebbe Akiva, but he holds like Rebbe Akiva. And how do we say that? Because he holds of Ribu Umiyet. But we just knocked that out. He doesn't hold of Ribu Umiyet generally. Generally, he holds of Klal Uprat. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela b'shvuas nasav aliba de Rebbe Akiva. V'leilo sfirala. You're right. He's going like Rebbe Akiva in this anonymous Mishnah, but he himself might not hold of it. Okay, so we had to read that all as one big long sentence because you can't stop in the middle. But now let's go back and make a couple of points in this Shakla Vatari that we just read. First, just to mention a Maral Diskin, which I mentioned in the past, but it's always worthwhile mentioning again. And that is, if you look in the, regarding Eved Nirtza, as we know, he gets his ear pierced. So why his ear? Why does he get his ear pierced? So we know the Gemara in Kiddushin, Rashi quotes it in Mishpatim. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozen zo sheshama larsina lo signov, v'halach v'ganov teiratza. This ear that heard don't steal and he went and stole, and he doesn't have the money to pay, get paid back, so he pierced his ear. Right? So that's what we do. Or, Delosu mezuzah shayu edim mitzrayim. Continues. Let's just focus on that one. He stole? That's why he pierced his ear, this ear that heard. Good. Athamar al Diskin, the simple question of the Achronim. One second. When are we piercing his ear? 6 years later. So how is that a punishment for stealing? He stole, we put him into Avdus. That was the punishment. And now he wants to stay. Oh, he pierced his ear. Oh, he pierced his ear because he stole. So why is it a delayed punishment? Why is it delayed? So says the Maral Diskin, no. Really, the punishment is the avdus, the 6 years of servitude. But you know what? This guy says, Ahavti es Adoni, I love it. He obviously didn't get the message. He obviously doesn't look at his avdus as a punishment. So that's why we have to give him another punishment. That's why. He wasn't supposed to get this. All of a sudden, I love being an Eved. I love this punishment. Hello, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you another patch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you pierce his ear because now he needs another punishment. He didn't get the message. That's the Maral Diskin. Rav Shachter quotes his Maral Diskin in terms of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He says, there are those that say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us, sending us into Galus. Who are we to go back to Eretz Yisrael? Who are we? We're Ba'onesh. Why? We're like the kid that was sent to his room. No, don't come out. But Rav Shachter explained, but then the parent opened the door. The parent, there's no mitzvah to stay in a state of punishment. Kodesh Baruch Hu opened the door. We're saying, oh, Ahavti es Adoni. But what do we say? We're in Galus. Those of us who live in Galus. Hopefully Baruch Hashem, a little bit. It could be, we have to try to be Mezakeh the Rabbim. But somebody goes, oh, no, we're great. We love it here. It's like that Eved Ivri, who after 6 years, after 2,000 years, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens the door. No, we're okay. We're okay, thanks. Thanks very much. I'll stay in my room. Right? I'll stay as an Eved. No! Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachman al Islana, Rav Shachter says, who knows? Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. He doesn't want to give us another Ritzia. So that's the Maral Diskin with the extension of Rav Shachter. Okay, that's on Eved Ivri, number one. Number two, Tav Tosfos. So Tav Tosfos. So what did we just quote here? We quoted a ton of Devei Rabbi Yishmael, who holds when you have two klals together, klal prat, you darshan it as a riba umiyat. Says Tosfos, 1 minute. We say Rabbi Shmuel Omer every morning. Why isn't this on that list? Rabbi Shmuel! Tanya Rabbi Shmuel! So this is a 14th, right? They're 13 meters. So why isn't this on the list? Whenever you have a klal prat, you darshan as a ribu miyat. Tav Tosfos, right? Tema! To Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya Birgimu Midas, Tanya Drashas. Tosfos also said Rabbi Shmuel. But he knew it even if he didn't say it every morning. Vahad ika tvei, hach midat the shnei klalot asmuchos. Tosfos does not answer the question. That's Tosfos' kasha. Some Achronim want to say, oh, maybe there's a difference between Rabbi Yishmael and Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmael. But if you look in the Mitzvah Eisan here, it's one of the Achronim in the back, the Mitzvah Eisan quotes other Gemaras clearly, where the Gemaras ask stiras between Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael. So, it's the same thing. Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmael, he says, Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Haina Tana Dever, the Ein Lomar, the Rabbi Yishmael, Svir Le Karabanan, the base calls Hasmucha Zulazu, Hatel Prape Nehem, and Tana de Rabbi Shmuel holds differently. To Rabbi Shmuel, Hainu Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, to Bakama Duchti, Park, me Rabbi Shmuel, Atana de Rabbi Shmuel. Look in Psachim, look in Zvachim. He quotes. So that's it. You can't give that answer. This is Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. Number one. So the Ritva says, maybe it's included in Klal Prat Klal. Klal Prat Klal, you darshan like the Prat. Mashma, if you don't have a Klal Prat Klal, but if you have a Klal Klal, then you darshan it some other way. Meaning Riba Umiyat. So maybe it's implicit in one of the klalim. That's the Ritva's suggestion here. Chassam Sofer gives a different suggestion, where he says, maybe all the other Yud Gimel Midos, relates to what you asked me last night, all the other Yud Gimel Midos came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, you have to look at it this way, the Torah was given encoded. And Hashem, along with the Torah, gave us the tools to decode the Torah. And that's what Gzeirah Shava, Hekish, all these are ways, are tools to decode the Torah. They all come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Suggest the Chassam Sofer, so the Yud Gimel Midos came from Moshe Rabbeinu. But this one, of Klal Prat, maybe is Rabbi Shmuel's own Svara. This is how he thinks. If you have general rules and then a limit, Rebo Miate, that's his svar. It's not for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's not on the list. So maybe that's a different, you have to think about it. Is that more logical than the other tools? Are the other tools not logical at all? Hekish, Smuchin, all those, but that's the Chassam Sofer suggestion of how to answer Tosfos's question. Okay, let's go by it. Good. So we're up to the two dots. So we had a little Klalu Prat. If we have time at the end, maybe I'll say over Rabbi Shmuel Vart that I mentioned it a couple months ago in a Parsha Shir, but I think many out there have heard it. So I'll wait, I'll see if there's time, and then maybe we'll say it at the end. Gufa says the Gemara, Minayin She'eno chayv ela al she'ish bo yediyah b'tchila v'yediyah b'sof v'helem b'intayim. It's quoting what we had on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Right, the source for Yediyos in the Mishnah. How do we know that in the case where I am Tamei and I walk into the Beis HaMikdash, or I'm Tamei and I eat a carbon, that's Tahar, that I am Chayev a carbon Olivi Yored, remember one of the three Averis for a carbon Olivi Yored, I'm only Chayev that if I originally knew I was Tamei, and then I forgot, and then I found it afterwards. So how do I know that? Yesh b'yadiyah b'tchila v'yadiyah b'sof v'helam b'tayim, tamalomar v'nelam v'nelam, shnei pamim divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, from the double lashon of v'nela, Rabbi Omer eino tzarech. Rabbi said, no, harehu omer v'nelam. It says v'nelam once. It says you forgot. So if you forgot, you obviously, beforehand, knew. So you don't need two v'nelams to note that you knew in between. So v'nela michlal sheyada. It's mashma that he knew beforehand. The Hu Yada, and he knows right now. So Harry Kanch, De Yadiyas. You don't need both Vine'alams to teach me that I knew before and after. Because the fact that it says you forgot, it must be, you can't forget something that you never knew. Right? So it must be that you knew first, and then you forgot, and then you knew again. So only one Vine'alam is used up. Imkein Matam Alomar Vine'alam. So what is the next, what is the second Vine'alam? What could we use that for? L'chayiv al-helam tum al-helam mikdash. That's Rebbe Shita, that you chayiv the Olav Yored not only if I forget that I was Tameh, but even if I forget that this is a carbon, I forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? I didn't know the borders. So that's Rebbe Shita, that there were the four cases, Shtayim Shein Arba, the four cases of Yediyos HaTuma. Fine, that's what we had yesterday. So now we're going to analyze it. Amar Mar. V'nelam michlal sheyada. So the word v'nelam, according to Rebbe, it's mashma that he knew beforehand. If you forgot, you knew. So my mashma, how exactly does the word v'nelam teach me that? So Amar Rava, Rava explains, mi deloksiv vihi aluma mimenu. Vihi aluma mimenu would mean it's totally hidden from him, which might have meant it's always been hidden from him. Ne'alam more sounds like now it's hidden. It has become hidden from him. That's how he darshens it. Aluma is just a statement of fact, hidden. So hidden, I mean always hidden. But Rebbe says, ne'alam is mashma, it has become hidden, right, the nifal, and therefore, that's how he darshens that you knew beforehand. Amale Abaya. Abaya says, is that true? Elameata, we have other v'ne'alams in the Torah. And do those v'ne'alams mean that he knew beforehand? Elameata, gabi sota. L'parshas naso. Dechsiv v'ne'alam me'ene isha. It says that the woman had seclusion with another man, and it was ne'alam from her husband. So what does that mean? Mechlal to have a yada meikara. What does the husband know? The husband knew that she was with another man, and then he forgot. He have a yada, but if he knew originally, mi batko. We'll have to see what the question is. Let's just read it. Mi batko lamaya. If he knew, would the meisota really work? V'hatanya, we learned in the brisa. V'nikah ha'ishme avon v'ha'isha ha'hiti sa'zavona. The pasuk says the man will be clean from sin if he causes his wife to blow up, and the woman will carry her chait. So we darshan the connection between the husband being clean and the woman carrying her sin. Bizman shaha ish menuka me avon. Only when the man is clean from sin, hamayim both gonna ishto. That's when, if the man has not been faithful, the water is not gonna work against his wife. Hamayim both gonna ishto. Only if he is clean. Eino ish menuka me avon. Eino hamayim both gonna ishto. But if the man is not clean, so the water is not gonna check. And here he's not clean! If he was yada meikara. Why? Why is he not menuka? Why is he not clean if he knew beforehand? What about knowing before? What did he know? What did he know? Did he know that she was mezane bevadai? There's a part of the Gemara that's missing here. So the Rish Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh, try to struggle. What he knew? What did he know? If he knew beforehand, so then he's not menuka me'avon. what's the segue? If he knew what? If he was mizaneh, that's fine. So the Tosas HaRash here says, not Tosas, Tosas and Tosas HaRash deal with the same question. Tosas says, oh, let's go in order, fine. Tosas says first, Yesh Befarshim, Tosas says, Imin Elam, Tahavi Le Yediya Chenitmes. The issue here was that he knew that she was Vadai Nitmes. Not just Suffolk, Nitmes meaning she was Mizana with the other man. Some say that this means he knew and then he forgot. He knew that she was Mizana and then he forgot. He's like, oh, was she Mizana? And he brings the Mesota. So in that case, he is not Tahaki Mash Makra, Vishakhav Isha Osha Shikhvazera. The Patek says she's Mizana, Vinelam, and it says Vinelam right after that. So based on that, the Gemara Tosfos says, I don't like that shot. Vakashal appears there. Tehekidabi, what's the case? If he remembers as he's about to give her the drink that she was Mizana Vadai, then what's he giving the drink for? The drink is to prove whether she was Mizana or not. If he knows, what's the purpose of it? Vimenoniska, if he doesn't remember anything, so what's he giving her the drink for? What, he remembered that she had yichud? Just the mitzvah's why. What exactly is the question? Maybe, Tosfos says, maybe he knew that she had yichud. He didn't remember the tumah. But the other suggestions given by Tosfos and the Tosfos HaRash, Tosfos here says, skip a couple of lines, v'yesh lomar, kivan deshachach mochiach shelo hikpid, v'lo chashiv minuka me'avon. Fascinating suggestion, Tosfos says. He never knew. Maybe he knew. Maybe he knew she was Mizana. Or maybe he knew anything. But the fact that he didn't really, if he really cared, you don't forget such things. If you really have a serious relationship with your wife, then you don't forget things like that. What happened? If you knew what, so, haraya, the fact that you forgot some of the event, that reflects that you're not minuka me'avon. Because you're not taking your relationship so seriously. Does that mean that he was Mizana? Tosfos doesn't say. But it just reflects a certain type of relationship. The Tosfos HaRash is even more beferish. Let me read it to you. He says, "Dafilu hachi lav minuka me'avon hu, kivan shenokel hadavar be'enav, velo shas el libo lizkar, v'shachacho, havi kemi she'eno makpid al mashe zinsa, velo badki lamaya." Right, we find elsewhere, Masech HaSota, if the husband doesn't really care, so then the water's not going to work. So you're doing, he doesn't care. That's considered eino menuke me'avon. That's that. The other suggestion is that maybe it assuming that he was, the Tosfos HaRash says, maybe the Gemara is assuming that he lived with her after he knew. If he lived with his wife after he knew, that's an Issur D'oraisa. Right, Nesar Al Sabayla. So that's another suggestion that Tosfos, they deal with. But again, that's the Gemara's question here. Okay, let's back to the Gemara. What the Gemara say, Vinela means he must have known beforehand. What do you mean, what's the word beforehand? How does it work by Sota? It says the word vanilla by Sota. So how does it work that they knew beforehand? And the Gemara continues, Visu, another example, Gabe Torah. Eov, there are a couple of psukim in Eov that talk about how expansive Torah is. How expansive. So it says by Torah, Dechsiv, V'ne'elma me'enei kol chai. It is ne'elam from anybody who's alive. U'me'ov ha'shamayim nistara. And from the birds of the heaven it's hidden. So Michal Diika Dahavi Yadabe. So what, somebody originally knew? It says nail on there. Somebody originally knew all facets of the Torah, nobody ever knew. Right? The Haksivlo Yada and Osharka. It's impossible. It's impossible. Right? So it's about the Torah is humongous. Right? Humongous is we can only say that word because we can't say any word that means more than humongous. It's infinite. Torah is infinite. So how could so what does vanilla mean? Right, just Derech Agav, I think we mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Soloveitchik. They're talking about the size of the Torah. There's a machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach. The Gemara says the machlokas whether rov of the Torah is Torah Shebechsav or Torah Shebal Peh. Right, one opinion says rov of the Torah is Torah Shebechsav and mir is Torah Shebal Peh. The other one says no, the opposite. Rov is Torah Shebal Peh and mir is Torah Shebechsav. So the obvious question Rav Soloveitchik asked is, what are you talking about? Rov is Torah Shebechsav? There's one Tanakh on the shelf and 4 billion svarim of Torah Shebal Peh. How can anybody have a suggestion that Torah Shebechsav is larger and more majority of Torah than Torah Shebal Peh? So Rav Soloveitchik said no. It's a lumdish machlokas here. The Rambam writes in Hakdama, we mentioned yesterday, Hakdama of Tepirsha Mishnayis, there are 5 parts of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is split into 5 categories. Category 1, he says, is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipimosha Rabbeinu. Number 2 is Halachal Moshe Misinai. Those are the first 2 categories. What's the difference? It talks about halacha moshe b'sinai that can never be a machlokas about, and the first one that wears. For example, pre-eitz hadar. What's a pre-eitz hadar? An esrog. How do we know? Maybe it's a lemon. Maybe it's a quince, the Gemara in Sukkah asks. Nobody ever took a quince. The Gemara does not call that Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That's called Pirushim HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's category 1 and category 2. Category 3, all the halachas we learn out of Yud Gimel Midos, Ratan, and Rashi's Bahen, and all the other Midas. Category 4 and 5 are Takanas and Gzeiros. Mrs. Drabbanan are also part of Torah Shabbat Pah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, says the Rav, category 3. The Rambam calls that Torah Shabbat Pah. It's all the halachas and using the Midas. But maybe the machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach is how do you really define category 3? Maybe all the midas and the drushes that we make is really Torah Shabbat Bichsav expanded. That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees, obviously, this Tanakh. But maybe that machlokas is about how do you look at all the halachas and the drushes that midas shatar and drushes made. How do you look at a hekesh? You learn out halacha from a hekesh, from a gzeir shava. Is that Torah Shabbat Bichsav or is that Torah Shabbat Peh? That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach, talking about the size of the Torah. But either way, it keeps expanding. So Eov says, it's expanding. So nobody could ever know it. V'nelam.
The first two are Torah
Shabbat Peh. Those are Torah Shabbat Peh. They're all Torah Shabbat Peh. The first three are Daraisa. That's next to Adarabanan. Next to Adarabanan. So Ella the Gemara says, so how do you explain Rebbe Shita? Rebbe says, V'nelam meaning you knew. So Ella Amar Abaya. Abaya says, I have a very expanded definition of what does it mean you originally knew. What does it mean he originally knew? By Sota, we run into problems. What he knew, his wife was Mizana. There's a very, very limited Yediyah that is required to be considered Yediyah Betchila. Ksava Rebbe, Yediyah's Beis Rabo, Shma Yediyah. Rebbe must hold, whatever you learned in first grade counts as Yediyah. If you learn something in first grade we all learn, there's a concept of Tumah. If I touch a dead insect, that's Tumah, so I become Tumah. Basic halachas. That's considered yediyah, even though when the event occurred last week to me, I didn't put two and two together that, oh, I'm tamei, beis hamikdash, can't, usser. That's considered a yediyah. And once you have that, so then it's very flexible. Vanilla means you knew beforehand. What did you know beforehand? You didn't have to have known specifically here that you were tamei and then you forgot and you went to the beis hamikdash. No, very flexible. You knew there's a concept of tumah. You knew there was... That's vanellam. So therefore, don't worry about how all the vanellams line up. A very little yediyah is all that you need. Let's just finish. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Ella Diktani, Ein Ba Yediyah Betchila VeYesh Ba Yediyah Basof, Miika Deles Ba Yediyah Speis Rabo. 1 minute, the Gemara says, what's in the Torah? What's in all of your aid? You knew? You didn't know you knew. But in the case where you never knew, you don't have to bring a carbon. Who never knew? How could you ever have a case if you have never knew? If we're talking about what you learned in kindergarten, everybody knows. So there's no hechi timsi of a case that you had a yediyah and then you didn't. Someone says, yeah, I'm really in. There is a case. Mishkach hazla, betinok shenishba levena nachrim. Tinok shenishba, right? Tinok shenishba, a child that grew up amongst the gayim. He didn't go. He didn't have a Jewish education, and therefore that's the case that the Gemara is excluding. Two points here. And that is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in one of his sichos. In the new editions, Maimar Pei, the new ones. Right, I had an old one for years. Last year, I bit the bullet. I bought the new edition because you got to get it for the Maftechus. You got first of all the nice print and the Maftechus, so the beautiful new edition of the Sichas Musar. So there, he has two articles in a row called Simas Halev. Right, taking what we know and putting it into our lives. And he quotes this Gemara and he quotes the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. How do you know? You know the halacha that if you touch an insect, you know, you become Tamei. And you know that a lot. But I touch the insect. But no! I'm Tamei! It's in our brain, but it doesn't affect our actions. Says Rashi. See Rashi, Yediyah Beis Rabo? Shalama Beis Rabo, Shanogea Betuma Tamei. Right? You learned. Vuhu Yada, Shehirgish Kishenaga. Vuhu Yada. And he knew that he touched something. Avalois Bonain, Lasum Alibo Shenitma. He didn't take the next step. His brain stopped. Me? Me? Right, it's like the mashal the rabbi gives a great, unbelievable Shabbat Shuva drasha, comes down from the podium, he's wiped, he feels great, he thinks he got through to everybody, and the guy comes over to him, he's like, Rabbi, you told him. You told them. He's like, oh, I missed. Right? Lo sum libo, it's everything in the brain that doesn't take it to the lamaisa. Me? Applies to me? That's what Chaim Shalevitz says. Lo is bonin lo sum libo. He can know everything. And he quotes last week's parsha, he quotes Bilam. Bilam. Bilam knew. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get angry. He knew, he quotes Thomas Nafshi, Mosi Shar, Mosi Achri Sikamo. He knows about Olam Haba. He knows everything, but he doesn't have Simas Halev. He doesn't apply it to himself. He doesn't, he can't. He doesn't take that last step. That's what he quotes. He quotes our Rashi. Kol Adam She'inu Sama Liba Mashasichlo Mevin Ein La'asogosav Kol Kesheri Lov. Just not, knows nothing. Right, he also quotes by Makas Barad. I quoted this in the Haggadah this year. Makas Barad. Why, Maka, what happened by Maka? What is the Torah's Lashon? Vasher lo shas libo gam lazos. They left their animals outside. There were six Makas already. Who you kidding? Oh, maybe it won't happen. At least be choshesh. Take your animals inside. It's mamish. They left them outside. They didn't think it would happen. Such stubbornness. Unbelievable. Right? That's a lack of simas alev. That's right here. Right here. You didn't think you could get a Sichas Musar here. Shavuos Daf Hey. We got it. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Two dots. Tanan, Tzias HaShabbos. Tzias Shabbos, Tayim Shein Arba. So, the next section, the next one in the Mishnah. So, we have Shavuos, we have Tumah, we have Shabbos, and we have Tzaras. So, now we're moving on to Shabbos, and then we're going to move on to Tzaras. So, Tanan HaSam. Says the Mishnah in Shabbos, the first Mishnah. Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. As we said, the Balabais is outside, is inside, the Ani's outside. We quoted the Rav Bar Tanura yesterday, who said, why does the Mishnah have to be so graphic? Just tell me, a guy's outside, a guy's inside. Why do you have to say Balabais and Ani? What did he say? He said that to teach me, even though you think you're doing a mitzvah Babaveira is also Aser. Right? You think you're giving tzedakah to the Ani? No, it's also Aser. Mitzvah Babaveira. So, why does it say? So, that's the Mishnah. So, ask the Gemara, Maishna Hacha de Tana Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Vishtayim Shein Arba Bachutz, Maishna, I'm sorry, I skipped. Maishna Hacha de Tana Shtayim Shein Arba Visulo. Why over here does it just say two that are four and nothing more? You don't go. Why is it so short here? Why is it more lengthy in that Mishnah? The Gemara gives the obvious answer. There, it's Pesach Shabbos. Here, it's Pesach Shavuos. Right? Pesach Shabbos, you're more expansive because that's the context. That's the locus classicus, as they say. So, Hasam, de Iker Shabbos, who, over there, Mesech Shabbos, that's the Iker, that's the main Mesechta. So, Tani Avos Toldos. So, a list the Avos, and a list the Toldos. What's the Av, what's the Tolda? Av is Hotza'a, taking out. Tolda is Hachnasa, is bringing in. Hacha, de Lav Iker Shabbos, who, here, it's just, it mentions Shabbos Derech Agav, Avos Tani v'Toldos Lo Tani. So it mentions only Avos and not Toldos. What's the source for Avos? What's the source for Lamatis Malachas? What's the source? So Rabbi Sachs likes to quote a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. This week's Parsha. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas quotes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol created the world with 39 actions. Whatever that means. Right, Asar Ma'amaros, but 39 actions took him to create the world. So that is why it makes sense that when we mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rest on Shabbos, we rest from the 39 actions. That's the Zohar, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas. But there are two other sources. Number one is the Tosfos Imsachim. Tosfos Imsachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez. Tosfos says, he quotes a Medrash. Tosfos quotes that the Mitzrayim, as we know, worked us Avodas Perech. Backbreaking labor. So says Tosfos, Perech, Pei Reish Chaf, if you use Atbash, you switch an Aleph and a Tav, and a Beis and a Shin, and a Gimel and a Reish. If you do Atbash, Perech is Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed. That's Gemashri at 39. This is Tosfos talking. It's not a late-breaking Achronish of Art. Right? Tosfos says it. It's Avodas Perech turns to Vagal. Vagal is Gemashri at 39, because in Mitzrayim, they worked us all 39 Malachas. They worked us. They backbreaking all. They made us plan. When they made us cut, they made us reap. They made us wash. They made us shecht. They made us do everything. So again, Shabbos, we don't do those malachas. When we went out of Mitzrayim and we accepted Shabbos and Mara, so we didn't do those malachas to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from doing those malachas. It also makes sense because Shabbos is Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. How is Shabbos Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? A lot of Achronim say. We say in Kiddush. What does Shabbos have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Shabbos is my Sabrashus. What do you see as Mitzrayim? Oh, according to the Tosfos, it's beautiful. Because Shabbos, we rest from the malachas that we used to do in Mitzrayim. So, we have my Sabrashus, we have Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we have the most famous one. The most famous one is the one that we really hold of, and that is the Mishkan. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes, Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, what's the source? Arba'im, Abraham chaser achas keneged mi, Amar lehu Rabbi Chanina bar Chama keneged avodas ha-mishkan. That's the Mishkan. What happened? Heim zaru v'atem lo tizru, heim katsu v'atem lo tixru, everything they did in the Mishkan, you are not allowed to do. Heim helu asakrasham mikar kalagala, etc. There is a machlokas rishonim. What does it mean, Mishkan? What does it mean you're learning out from the Mishkan? Rov rishonim, Rashi and Rov rishonim say you learn it out from the binyan ha-mishkan. The malachas that they did to build the Mishkan, those are the 39 malachas. Rav Haigon, Rashi quotes him in Shabbos, Rav Haigon says, no, you learn it out from Avodas HaMishkan, the daily Avoda. The daily Avoda. Right? So that's an important, poor nafka, might have nafkaminas lahalacha, but that is Rov Rishonim against Rav Haigon, the Hagdama to the Egle Tal, discusses this machlokas between Rashi and Rov Rishonim versus Rav Haigon. Is it Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaMishkan? The Gemara is not really so clear. Okay. So that is the source for Avos and Toldos. What's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? Any difference? They're both Daraisa. Both Daraisa. Chas v'shalom. Somebody suggests Toldos of Shabbos are Durabanan. In other contexts, Toldos might be Durabanan. We mentioned a couple of days ago, I forgot to mention one, we mentioned Avos and Toldos by Shabbos, by Tuma, by Nezikin, and by Kinyana maybe. But I forgot to mention there's Avos and Toldos by Shemitah, beginning of Moed Katan. Right? So there could be certain Avos are Daraisa and Toldos are Durabanan. Big machlok is about harisha, plowing. But again, but by Shabbos is clear. Avos are daraisa and toldos are daraisa. Right? If I clean in a tolda way. If I water the grass, I take water the grass. So that is a tolda of zoreya. Zoreya means planting a seed. But if I water the grass, that's a tolda. It's a daraisa. So this is a daraisa. So what's the difference between av and a tolda? So that's the first daf and the first amud in Maseches Bava Kamma. The Gemara said, Gemara says in Bava Kamma, if you do them at the same time, if I do two different avos at the same time, I have two korbanos. If I do an av and a different tolda, I have two korbanos. If I do an av and its tolda, I have one korban. That's the difference between av and a tolda. Hilchas korbanos, right? So basically, halacha l'maisa today, there's no difference between an av and a tolda. If I do an av and its tolda, I have one korban. Just a hara, once I mention it. Rashi and Baba Kama, that beis, you have one carbon for an av and its tolda. What is that carbon for? It's a team carbon. The team carbon. It's for the av and the tolda. So the achronim pick up on the Rashi, on daf beis, and alaf, and Baba Kama. Lo mechayev alachada. A'av melacha. Aval atolda didei lo mechayev. You're chayev the carbon for the av. The tolda gets subsumed. You're not chayev for the tolda. You look in the back, the Teferet Shmuel, in the back of Baba Kama, picks up on this Rashi. He says, let's say when you bring your carbon, you only have the tolda in mind. You forgot you did the av. You got to bring another carbon. Because the carbon's really for the av. You might have said it's for both together. But that's Rashi. Either way, that's avos and toldos, the source, and the difference between an av and a tolda. Back to the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara says that in Shabbos, it says avos and toldos, both in the Mishnah. While here, it only says the avos. So the Gemara says, avos my ninhu, yitzios. What's the av malacha? It's yitzios. So yitzios tardi avyan. So if it just says avos here, that's only two. Hotza is an av. Hachnas is a tolda. Right? So therefore, how do you, what's this mission? This mission in Shavuos only mentioned avos. So it should only be two, not two that are four. V'chitem, and if you want to say mehen l'chivu mehen l'ftar, and if you want to say similar to what we mentioned earlier, in the Masechta, it's four, but not that you're chayiv for four cases. There are two cases that you're chayiv for and two cases that you're patur for, meaning drabanan. If you only do half of the act, remember the first mission in Shabbos, the balabayis puts it in and the ani takes it. They each do half a malacha. So the Gemara says you can't say that four means two chayiv, two patur. Vadumi de maris negam tani, because maris negam are also listed. Ma haslam kulu lechiyuva, v'hachol kulu lechiyuva, because by maris negam they all mean four tamei daraisa. So too here. Or, as we said, four, you're not allowed to chop off the tzara'a spot, as we said yesterday. So too here, they all should be chayiv. They all should be similar, daraisa. So, again, we're back to the question. We're back to the question of, what's the difference between the language of Shabbos and Shavuos? You can't say one says avos and toldos, one says avos, because here it also includes toldos. So, elamar papa, different answer. Hasam. De'ikr Shabbos tani chiyuvi b'turei. Just modify the answer. Over there, in Masechta Shabbos, it lists off all cases. Not avos versus toldos, but all the cases that you're chayiv daraisa, and even the cases that you're pater, even the ones that are asur midrabanan. Meaning if the balabais or the ani team up, if they each do half a malacha, so that's only asur midrabanan. Hacha chiyuvi tani b'turei lo tani. But here it only says the daraisas, not the drabanans. Only says the daraisas, not the drabanan. Chiyuvi ma'ininu. What are the daraisas? Well, there's the toldos are also daraisa, right? So my ninu yitzios, Right, Yitzios Tartiu Dahavian. Shtaim Dahotza, Vishtaim Dachnas. I'm sorry, Tartiu, there's only two. So my answer is no. Shtaim Dahotza, Shtaim Dachnasa. Right, it's 2 and 2, which are equal 4. Let's continue, and then we'll get back to that. V'ha Yitzios Tani, but it says Yitzios. How can you say Hachnas is included? It says going out, not going in. Gemara says, no problem, Amr Papa. Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotza Karilei. Right, no, Hachnasa could also be called Hotza'a. Going in, Hotza'a means going out of the Rishus it's in. That's what Hotza'a can mean. It doesn't have to mean it's going out to a Rishus Arabim. Hotza'a can mean going out of the Rishus it is in. Before we turn over, I'll just say something before we turn over. There are, this Mishnah quoted here, so what did we just say, Lamaskana? That the first Mishnah in Shabbos is talking about some cases that are Daraisa, some cases that are Darabanan. What are the Daraisas? The Daraisas is where each person does the whole act. The Balabais is inside, he picks something up, he takes it, he puts it down outside, you do the whole act. An Akira and a Hanacha, he does the whole act, or the Ani does the whole act. And the other case, that's Darabanan, is where each of them team up. That's the principle of Shnaim Sha'asa'uhu. Right, if two of us carry a pencil outside, we are each only doing an Issa Darabanan. Right, if I carry a pencil myself, that's Daraisa. If we both team up to carry a pencil, Darabanan. If we both carry a couch outside, that's Daraisa, because that's normal way of carrying it. But if we each carry a pencil, one pencil, we both hold part of it, that's an Issa Darabanan. So that's what the Gemara says, Shnayim Sha'asa'u. There are just two interesting questions that the Rishonim ask on that first mission in Shabbos, but it also relates to here. And that is, it's only Darabanan? Each of them are only lying to Rabbanan. Aren't they violating Lifnei Iver to each other? Daraisa? They're helping each other do an Avera. Right? Even though it's an Avera Darabanan, but they're Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is even just giving bad advice. It's Lifnei Iver Daraisa. So here, why does that the Gemara here and the Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos say that Gemara, that Mishnah, is saying some cases are Daraisa, some cases are Darabanan? Right? So what's it? There are Daraisas there too! Everybody's violating Daraisa in every case. It's Lifnei Iver. So that's what Tosfos asks in Daf Gimel in Masechta Shabbos. But the Ron asked that question. You know what the Ron says? The Mishnah is only listing Shabbos Averis, not Lifnei Iver Averis. Yeah, you're right. Lifnei Iver is a problem. But the Gemara is only listing Shabbos Averis, not Lifnei Iver Averis. Why is that such an important line that the Ron says? Because the major Chakira that's come up many times in Lifnei Iver, hopefully we could have a shear on it at some point. Maybe that's what I'll give a shear on next week, the Ian shear. And that is, how does one look at Lifnei Iver? What's called Klali Prati. If I violate Lifnei Iver, if I give somebody a piece of treif, and they eat it, so what Avera, on my scorecard in Shemayim, do I get an X on my Lifnei Iver scorecard? Or maybe there is no such thing as a Lifnei Iver scorecard. Maybe on every Avera scorecard in Shemayim, there's a Lifnei Iver section. And when I give a piece of treif to somebody and they eat it, I get an aver of treif a little bit. I did a little treif. There's no lifnei iver. That's called, is it klali? Every lifnei iver that I do is on the same scorecard. Or is it no, that it is lifnei iver of every avera. So this Ron is saying clearly, klali. Right? This isn't mentioning Shabbos Averis. It's only mentioning Lifnei Iver Averis. It's Mamar saying it, that Lifnei Iver is not Shabbos. Right? Lamai Nafkamina. So if you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, on that first Mishnah in Shabbos, he says, I'll give you a Nafkamina. We paskin that if somebody is a Mumar for a certain Avera, he's not a Mumar L'chol Tarakula. Let's say I have a friend who rejects Shatnez. Shatnez doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to wear Shatnez. I don't really care. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't care. I'm wearing Shatnez. But he does every other mitzvah. Do we trust his shechita? Are we allowed to trust his shechita, somebody does that? The answer is yes. So he's posoleidus regarding shatnez. He can't check my suit for shatnez. That we won't let him do. But mumar l'davar echad is not mumar l'chal tarakula. There are two exceptions to the rule. Mumar l'avodah zarah is mumar l'chal tarakula, and mumar l'shabbos is mumar l'chal tarakula. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if in this case, and some say even mumar l'isser shabbos d'rabanan is mumar l'chal tarakula. Rabbi Kiva Eger says here. So he says, that's an afkamina. According to the Ran, this is an Isser of Lifnei Iver. It's not an Isser of Shabbos. So you're not going to be a Mumar L'chol Tarakula. Masha'en Kein, if you would argue with the Ran, if you would say it is a Shabbos problem, then you'd be a Mumar L'chol Tarakula. It's an afkamina that you would say. Again, there's other afkaminas of Lifnei Iver, but you know what? I'm going to try to not go into it now because I'm going to try. Again, from camp it's more difficult. But I'm going to try to get a shear up sometime next week, an Ian shear related to the Daf. Bezus Hashem. Let's try. Okay, let's go weiter. So Gemara says, Hachnas is called Otsa. So Mimai, how do you know that Hachnas is called Otsa? Ditznan, Hamotzi, Me Rishus Le Rishus Chayiv. Because the Mishnah says, in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, right, the Mishnah of the Avos Malachos, if you carry Mirushus L'Rushus, Milo Askina to come Ma'ayil Iyule, isn't that Mishnah also referring to a case where you brought something inside your house? The Kakari Le Hotsa and calls it Hotsa? It says Hotsa. So that's how you know Hachnasa is also included in the word Hotsa. Says Tosis on top. So Toldos, remember, Hachnasa is included, is a Tolda. That Mishnah, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, that's the source of the Lamentas Malachas. There is no other Tolda mentioned or included from any other Malacha. Except now we're saying Hotzah includes the Avos and the Toldos. Why Hotzah? Why does Hotzah get his Tolda included? So Tosas answers, remember this from the first day. Tosas calls Rabbeinu Tam. Hotzah Milacha Gerua. Hotzah is an inferior Malacha. Right? You don't accomplish anything. Like any other, the other 38 malachas. This is a malacha gerua. And therefore, you might have thought there are no toldos by Hotsa'a. That's why the Mishnah has to mention it. Again, Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Beis. Tosfos here. We mentioned it on Daf Beis right here. Daf Beis here. Did it come up in Tosfos? Right? Beis Amin Aleph right here. Rabbeinu Tam. This is the second time in Shavuos. Right? Sixth wide line in Tosfos Daf Beis Amin Aleph. Second time in this Masechta already. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. Hotsa'a malacha gerua. And that's why you have to have a separate makar in Shabbos Sadek Vav. And that's why the Chai Adam said that there's no Aveir of Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Hotsa'a. And that's why toldos have to be mentioned. Because you would have thought there are no toldos by Hotsa'a. Amazing. Okay, Viter says the Gemara third line. What do you mean? V'dilma kamafing mirshas yachal shas arabim. Maybe in a chanami, that mishnah is only referring to Hotsa'a. It's not including Hachnasa. Somewhere says, M.K. Nisni ha-motzi mirshus yachal shas arabim. So it should have said, going out from private to public. Maimi rishus l'rishus. It just says, rishus to rishus. Domain to domain. Da filu mirshus arabim l'rishus yachid v'kakari le-Hotsa'a. It must be including both directions. And it's called Hotsa'a. The time am I. So what's the reason that Hotsa'a includes both? Tana, kol akiras chifetz mimkomo, Hotsa'a karila. Whenever you uproot something from its spot, that is called a Hotsa'a. Hotsa'a doesn't mean going out to public. Hotsa'a means going out of its place where it is now. So it doesn't matter what direction it's in, it's called Hotsa'a. Amar Avina, Masis and Amideka, our Mishnah itself is mashma that way. Diktani, Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, Befinim Shtayim Shein Arba Bachutz. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Daf Beis in Shabbos, says Yitzias Shabbos, two that are four, the Kamafari Shachnasa, Shmamina. It gives examples of the Balabais pulling in. So Hachnek is of Hachnasa, and the title is Hotsa'a. So that's how you know Hachnasa is included in Hotsa'a. Fine. I saw the Sharm Sonim Alacha quotes another place where Hotsa'a means Hachnasa. When it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by Makas Bachoros, Ani Yotzei B'toch Mitzrayim. Yotzei, he's going into Mitzrayim. See, Hachnas is called Hotsa'a there too. Another example. Fine. Final line, Rava Amar, Rava says, Rishu Yos K'tani. You're worried about Rishu Yos K'tani. Rav is going back on everything we've been talking about. If it's such a problem with the word Yitzia, Yitzia doesn't mean going in, doesn't mean going out. No, Yitzios could also mean domains. As Tosis here says, it means Motzaos, places that things are found. Rishuyos Tani, Rishuyos Shabbos Tayim. What it means in the Mishnah of the Rishuyos of Shabbos. What are the major Daraisa domains on Shabbos? Shtayim Shein Arba. It's two that are four, depending on where you're standing. That's what Rava says. Interesting, Tosfos in Rava, the second Rava, Tosfos has the Ha'ara that some take out the Rava says the last line here. Because of that, some change the Girsa on the bottom of the previous Amud. Because on the bottom of the previous Amud, who gave the first answer? Ravashi. And now Rava's talking. Ravashi before Rava? The Gemara says elsewhere that on the day that Rava died, Ravashi was born. So you're quoting Ravashi before Rava. Right, so Tosa says, right? So that's a can't be. So some take out that Girsa. Tosa does not think you have to change the Girsa. Tosa says no. They're not giving two answers to the same question. The Gemara is just stating two. Rava gave a separate statement. What the word Yitzia might mean. You don't have to change the Girsa. But the first opinion in Tosfos says that maybe the Gemara wouldn't have said that. The Hashasla Hoya Koveya Divrei Rava Acha Ravashi. The Gemara would never put Rava after Ravashi. To be Yom Shemes Rava Nola Ravashi. Interesting historical question. Okay, that's our Shabbos discussion for the day. And now we move on to Tsaras. Okay, we got to open up our eyes because we don't have this, as we mentioned yesterday, even though the Shulchan Aruch mentions Tsaras at least twice in Shulchan Aruch, once in Yoredei and once in Aruch Hayim, but we don't have Tsaras Bezman HaZeh. The Sefer HaChinuch says that unless we don't have a Kohen Miyuchas, and you need a Kohen Miyuchas in order to declare things as Tomei, so we don't have that, so therefore, it's not Noi Bizman Hazeh. So the closest we get is learning about it. So whenever a Saras Gemara comes up, we gotta get excited. Gotta say, okay, let's do it. Okay, so here we go, let's do it. By way of introduction, before we get to, issues, we just have to remember what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, we're about to talk about four types of white spots. How to get the ABCs of Saras. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Right, once we have this down, then the Gemara is going to flow. Right, the Pasuk says, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Adam, ki yeh ba'ar b'saro se'es, o sapachas, o baharis. Chazal assume that two of those three words are spots. Se'es is a spot, a white spot. Baheres is a white spot. Sapachas just means secondary. Sapachas means toldos spots. Secondary spots. There's no three, even though it sounds like se'es o sapachas o baheres, really se'es and baheres are the two avos colors, and sapachas is a secondary color. What are the colors? I just wrote it down on the side of my Gemara here. Just to keep it, there are four kinds of colors of white. The whitest one is baheres. What's baheres? That's white like snow. That's sheleg. The Gemara is going to say that's the whitest, the strongest color white. If they have a spot, that's the color white of snow. That's called baheres. The next one down, and they're both avos, the top two are avos, is white like wool. White like wool, tsemer. What kind of wool? You can have a lot of dirty wool. The Rambam says on the first Mishnah in Nagayim, wool of a baby that was just born, meaning pure white. Pure white, never got dirty. That's the next white. It's a little darker. I mean, it's not as strong white as the top one, as beheres, as snow, but it's a little darker. That's se'es. That's se'es, what it says in the Torah. Se'es, the Gemara is going to say on tomorrow's daf, se'es means raised. Literally, se'es means raised. So, Chazal assumed that when you have a darker color, it looks a little raised. When you read black letters on white background, it looks a little raised. So whenever anything is a little darker, it's considered a little raised from the surface. That's why this next color, which is a little darker, it's not as white, is called se'es. So you have snow, you have wool, under that, and the first one is called Baharis, the second one is called Se'es, the next one down is lime, Sid. And the final one is the inner side of an egg, a Beitza, the inner of a Beitza. Those are the four color whites that a Negat Saras, if it is one of these, it is Tameh. The top two are the strongest, the bottom two are the least strong. But another Ha'ara, as we're going to need to understand, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 3 is a Tolda of 1, 4 is a Tolda of 2. Chazal assume that. Right? Sheleg and Sid go together, Tsemer and Beitza go together. So you can just make an arrow from 1 to 3 and 2 to 4. Right? I have it right down here on the side so that we always remember. Okay, let us continue. We're going to see let's read the Gemara first, and then I'll say over the Rambam. Says the Bez Hashem. Maros Negoyim Shaijin Arba. So the Mishnah said, let's read the Mishnah now. So Maros Negoyim are two that are four. So Tzan Hasan, the Mishnah says, where's this Mishnah? The first Mishnah in Mesechus Negoyim. First Mishnah. Maros Negoyim Shaijin Shein Arba. Maros Negoyim are two that are four. What are they? Baheres Azak Hashelik. Number one, right? It's the Baheres that's strong like snow. Number one. Shniela, it's Tolda, Shniela, it's Tolda, which is really the third strong, Kesida Heichol, is like the Sid, like the lime that they use for the inside of the Heichol in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in Maseches Midos, that they reshine the Heichol once a year, Erev Pesach. Look at Midos, Gimel Dalid says that they shine the Mizbeach twice a year. The stones. Once before Pesach. It's like a lot of shuls clean their stuff once a year before Pesach. That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash too. Rabbi Yomar, Rabbi argues. Call Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos they had to wipe it down. There's blood all over the place. Right? Says, right, all this blood all over. So you have to do it every week. Either way, that's the Mishnah says that there was a lime. So, again, here we go. Baharis is like snows are the strongest. It's told is like Sedehechol. Se'es, Kitzemer Lavan. Se'es, which is this number two, is like wool. It's like wool. Shniyalaka Krumbeitza. It's told is like the inner side of an egg. Krumbeitza, like the membrane of an egg. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in Negaim. So, Amar Bichanina. Mantana Marus Negaim. Who is the author of that Mishnah? Who is the author of that Mishnah in Negaim? Delok Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Akiva Shita. Why? Let me just a word of introduction. The Gemara assumes at this point that what Av and Tolda. What's the halachic ramification of an Av and a Tolda of a Negatzaras? An Av and its Tolda could combine in size. One needs to have a size called a gris. A gris. It's about a penny. An American penny. That size. If the Negatzaras is smaller than that, then it's not a Negatzaras. Let's say you have a little bit of it that's very wide, a little bit is less wide. So an Av and its Tolda could combine. An Av and its Tolda, that's what we assume. That's what we assume the Mishnah is telling me why it says all these four Negaim. An Av and its Tolda. What do I have to know about an Av and its Tolda? Because you have to know its Tolda. Because if you have an Av and a different Tolda, it cannot combine. An Av and its Tolda can combine. So that's what the Gemara is about to say. It must be then, if this Mishnah is saying that an Av and its Tolda can combine, it's against Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva has a different Shita. Rabbi Akiva holds? Kiva unto Amar Zula Malamizu, Vizula Malamizu. Rabbi Akiva holds that there's another requirement for combination, for tziruf. It's got to be only one away in the pyramid that we had. One and two could combine, two and three could combine, three and four could combine. If Rabbi Akiva holds that, then there's no way that our Mishnah would be telling us a halachic ramification. Why? Let's read it. Im Kain, because if you try to say that Rabbi Akiva is our Mishnah, remember, what did our Mishnah, the first Mishnah Negaim? First Mishnah Negaim tells us that and there are avos and toldos by Negaim. And why is that important? Because the tolda can combine with its av. But according to Rabbi Akiva, a tolda won't combine with its av. Why? Let's keep reading. Im Kain Tiharta Sidhecha Milatzareif. Number three on the list will never be able to combine with anything. The Mishnah tells me it's a tolda. But it's never going to work. It's never going to be able to combine. Why? Bahadi man litzrafi. Who is it going to with what is it going to combine? Litzrafi bahadi beheres. Should it combine with its av? Right? One in three. No. Ika se'es da adifa mine. No, it can't jump two. Rabbi Kiva also holds that you can only go one up. It can only combine with something left next to it. So se'es is in between, right? We have beheres, which is snow. Se'es, which is wool. And then we have sid. So it can't combine with its av, which is it's too far away. Litzrafe bahadi se'es. You want it to combine fine with what's just on top of it. Lav told it yeyu. No, but that's not its av. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let's just finish to go two more minutes, and then we'll stop. Se'i hachi, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Krum beitz anami bahadi man litzrafe. You really bothered? You know what? We're going over time here. So let's stop here by Ihachi. We'll pick up with this Bez Hashem tomorrow. But again, so far the Gemara is just trying to figure out who is the author of the first Mishnah in Negaim, and we're in the middle of a question of it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll stop here. But we'll start with the I have to mention tomorrow the Sefer Chinuch at some point during the shiur on the Tam HaMitzvah of Tzaras, all about Hashgacha. Bez Hashem, we'll get to that Bez Hashem tomorrow.